This is very...
Where are you going to say this? I'm fired.
Okay, I'm not sure this one is working. This is on.
Record it?
Yeah, so if you need it, we'll...
Okay.
Okay. Second Ishmael, Daniel Shane, about your show follow.
Try charging it in the back. Maybe it needs to be charged.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I'm about to say. So we finished we finally finished out of the other packet. Now we're on packet what? 13? Okay. So this packet is about Shiurei Bittul B'Surim Shonim. So we know that there's a din of Bittul, Bittul Barol, Bittul Lashishim, and Mimbamino is Barov, Midrabani Nichishim, Mimbashainamino is Barov, Gzakhsiachios Pras, you need, right? But then there are other shiurim for bittul besides shishim and rov. So we'll try to go through those halachas. So the Mishnah says in Orla, "Truma u'trumas ma'aser shel d'maya chalav abikurim olim bechad u'meya." In other words, if truma is going to be batel, it's batel echad u'meya. So that means that. That means if one unit of truma falls into, say, one apple of truma falls into 100 apples of chulin, so then it'll be batel. But if it's only, say, 90 apples of chulin, then it's not going to be batel, because you need the shear of echad u'meya. So that's the truma, for trumas meiser, for chala, bikurim, all these things are echad u'meya. Umitztarfim zeim zeh. So Bartzer says, "In nafla sa achas mikulam lefachas mimechulun mikad shasan uvham modukul yamud mitztarfim shem mechanenu." In other words, if challah and bikurim fall in, so one unit of challah, one unit of bikurim, so then they mitztarf together. So now you have two things of two units, and then then you have to have 200. You have to have 100 keneged the two, because the challah and the bikurim are all called truma. Challah terima truma. Bikurim is called truma. Trumas yadcha. So they're all called truma. So they're all considered the same iser. So even though you normally we would say isurim are not mitzar from zemzeh, like if you have chelev and nevela and this. So the chazais of chelev and chazais of nevela are two separate isurim. They're not mitzarf zayim zeh. But all these things of truma are all considered one isur truma. Whether it's truma, whether it's challah, whether it's bikurim, even though they're really separate isurim, but they're all called in the Torah truma. So the mitzarf zayim zeh for the shear of echad u'meya. And then it says v'tzarech laharim. Right, we learned this in the Torah Laharim that you have to take one unit out, because if it's just going to be batel echad u'meya, but the kohanim are going to lose that, it's going to be gezel hashevet. And the orla v'kilei akerim, there the shear is 200 to 1 to be mitzdarf. Olam bechad u'masayim u'mitzdarfim zeim zeh. And they're mitzarv zeim zeh, the same idea, because It says Malaya, but Kira came to see Malaya, Pantikta Shambalaya. Malaya, look, I've got a little feature carefully. So, why is it double? Because it's an Isser Hana. So, Orla is also Bahana. And Kilei Kerem is also Bahana. So, therefore, instead of just being Batal Echaru Meya, it's Batal Echaru Masayim. And we'll see that this halacha is when it's Mim B'mino. When it's Mim B'she'enu Mino, then all these halachas are B'shishim. So that's, you look in the Rambam, Rambam discusses this on page 6. Eilu shiurim shenotu chacham matruma v'trumas maise hachala v'bikur olim becher umeya. And the orla kelei kayim is echer umasayim. And Tzarech Laharim is only by Truma. Look on page 7. Halacha Tezvav. V'lama Tzarech Laharim b'hatruma v'lo yarim orla sh'atruma mamon kohanim. But Truma is mamon kohanim. V'chikol ha'truma sh'ein ha'kohanim ha'krim elah. So therefore, you have to give to the kohanim. They can't lose out. Orla is not mamon kohanim. And then he says in Halacha Tezayim, v'lama kaflu shir orla v'kinei kerim. Because there's a nisa hanah. So therefore, the Chachamim doubled the shear. Okay, so now we learned today two new shearim. We learned the shear of Truma, Zechem Mea, B'min B'mino, not, and we learned the shear of Orla and Kilei Kerem, Zechem Mosayim. Okay, so those are two new shearim that we learned. So now, we're going to learn another shear. And that's the shear of Kichal. We discussed Kichal a little bit. So what did we say? That Kichal is the challah, the milk inside the pouch. And it's challah shchuta, and therefore it's... right, it's only Chalav Midrabanan. So what happens if the pouch, say you have the pouch, so that means, what's the pouch? It's milk, and it's the pouch. The pouch itself is meat. So say that pouch falls into the chulent. Say the chal, the pouch, falls into the chulent. So then what's the story? So we have another shear here. Let's see, there it is. So the halacha is that the chal is batel with what number? Shishim, but chal min haminyan. So that means like this. Take a look. So basically, what's the shear bittul for chal? 59. So when the kechal falls in, so that's meat, that's kosher meat, but it's also milk. So now you don't want the, and it falls into a regular chort, a meat chort. And now you want to see if the chort became basar b'chalav because of the milk. So if you have 59 times the chulant to the pouch, it'll be batal. So what's the reason? Why 59? Usually this is min mishayin amino, so it should be what? 60. So the Rambam Shita is that since the milk is what? Is only milk midrabanan. So then what? So there's a kula by the Rabbanans that it's bought on 59. Take a look here on page 7. Yudches. V'chal shen esbashal en basa b'shishim u'chal min aminu. Kol v'chal midivreyev. Kemo shebi'aynu. Hikilu b'shiro. Well, because, what do you mean 59? He says 60, but the pouch itself counts as one unit. So it's really only 59. So why 50? In other words, because the kachal is min haminyan, so you only need 59 more in the cholent. It'll be 59 plus one, so 60, but it's 59 because it's only midrabanan. So the Rambam is telling us a new halacha, that perhaps an Issid Rabbanan is Batel to 59 if it's Min B'Shein Amino. So the Rashba disagrees on page 9. And he says, no, there's no such special din that Issur D'Rabbanan is batal by 59. It's very simple. Take a look here on page 9. The first word on the line towards the top is the Asurim D'Rabbanan. Kuchal shitir b'shishim u'kuchal min aminyin hayin b'shim d'gufo shukuchal basar v'roi l'tztayif yabar basar l'vatel achol of Shabbat. He says, no, this is a regular din of shishim. It's because the pouch is basar. So that basar, so there's to every pouch, one unit of meat is one unit of milk. So if the pouch falls in, it's one against one. Then it falls into the chulant. If there's 59 units of meat in the chulant, then 59 come together with the pouch itself, the meat, that's one unit, that's 60, and the milk inside is one, so you have 60 to one. So it's not sure that there's a special heter by kachal, because it's only midrabban. It's when the kachal falls in, see, usually when an isser falls in, it's only the isser. But here, when the kachal falls in, the isser is the milk. That's what's making the meat usser. But it also falls in with one unit of heter, with meat. So the pouch is one unit of meat. The milk inside is one unit of milk. And now it falls in. So you have 59 plus 1 is 60. And 60 to 1. So it's a regular din of shishim. It's just that the reason why it's 59 is because you have a built-in unit of heter that falls in. Like if a treif meatball falls in, it's only the treif meatball. So you need shishim keneged that. But here, you have a built-in dover heter that falls in. Okay, so this is another halacha of chal b'shishim, which is really 59. And is it a special din of like the Rambam says of the Rabbanans, or is it like the Rashba says? So that's another. So in other words, basically what I'm doing over here is giving you all the exceptions to the rule where you don't have the regular din of shishim. So by Truma, by Orla, by Kechal, okay? So let's see what else is there. So now let's take a look in the Issa V'Heter here. Page 10. So says the Issa V'Heter on page 10. Ukvar Dover Nanasa Latam. So this is Milsa Davidi Lataima. Like say you have salt or spices. So those things are made for tam. All food has tam to it. But certain things are food. Basically. They also taste something. But melech is not food. Spice is not food. It's a tavlin. It brings out the, it just adds flavor to the food. So it's called the milsa David de l'taima. So obviously, its potency of tam is greater than other things. So it says, davar hanasa l'tam ketsa kol davar charif. The nasa l'tam go tavlin umelach shol hektesh, o shol in a Yehudi v'chomet shol yayin nesach. Fiyun mustamyenim b'tavshil afal bishu b'mino batal achas shenases l'tam ein batal. So say you have spices that are, say, Dover Isser. They're Shol Hektesh, they're Shol Avodah Zarah. So then it's not going to be Batal B'Shishim. Because the tam of the spice exceeds Shishim. So let's see here. And what kind of halacha is this? So take a look. First, let's look in the Ran from page 15. See, it could be that the Issa V'Heter sheet that it's also is only a Din Drabon. Thank you. Because on page 11, the Yisra B'Hetzer writes, the hu tam mashu lo choshiv tam daraisa klal. That could be told in the Rabban, but if you look at the Ran says here on page 15, Nimsach the Kishkun Shadvam bitterly served the Bibimino feeling its Arif Gufa Daraisa Beruba Batel. Gashir has a Mimimina Beruba, Hani Mile Midaraisa. Ava Midraban and Benchin Sarv Gufa Klau HML Platosa Bashishim. But he says the second arrow, with Inin Mimbisha in a Mino called Hechash and its Arif Gufo. The Yaiv Taima afil be elef osu midaraisa. So if you have something that has a strong tam, and the tam is felt even more than shishim, then it's going to be not batal, even midaraisa. So this is the klal of milsa David the taima.
But at what point? It has become batal at some point, no?
If the tam is still nirgash. So the Yisra B'Hetzer seemingly says, no, once there's shishim, it's batal. There's still tam beyond shishim. That tam is kolosh, right. And therefore, it's only an Yisra Midrabban. But the Ran seemingly says no. The Ran seemingly says that if the tam is still felt beyond shishim, then that's a din daraisa. And shishim is not the limit. If the tam is still nirgash, then it's nirgash.
What's this called?
Milsa David de la Taima.
This is for spices.
Well,
this is not a part of it. Disregard the spices.
Spices. We'll see if it's only spices, but something that has a sharp taste to it, and you could feel the taste, even if you have shishim kenegdo.
And the Ran would hold that it's not batal like 100, 200, right?
So the Ran is saying that if it's still nirgash, obviously if it's not nirgash anymore, it's not nirgash anymore. But if it's still nirgash, say you have a 500 to 1, and you could still taste that one. So the Ram would say it's an Issa Daraisa. And the Issa B'Hetzer would say, if you can still taste it, it's Asur, but only Midraban.
At what point am I allowed to taste it to tell? Like Baish?
You can't. If you have a Suffolk, then how are you going to taste it?
So I'm saying, is there ever a point where there's just no Suffolk?
Well, if a goy will taste it and say that you don't taste it anymore, then it'll be mutter.
Even in terms of the mouth?
It's the metzias. In other words, basically, as I said here, I'm giving you a list of all the exceptions to the rule. So there's another exception to the rule. Milsa David al Taima. And take a look in the Sefer Yad Yehuda. Yad Yehuda is a classic Sefer in Yerideya. Rabbi Nachum Sauer from L.A., he likes to use this Sefer Yad Yehuda on Yerideya. He says, "Come to the Shach Moshem Yisrael Behed of the Chol Umal Mishishim Eina Osir El Midrabanim." So the Yisrael Behed says it's only Midrabanim. But that's Aran Shul Midaraisa. Unless it's not nirgish anymore. Oh. So now let's see Let's take a look in the in page 25, Rafai Bukon Sefer Bari HaShulchan. Rafai Bukon wrote a Sefer Bari HaShulchan, and it's a Mishnah Berurah style Sefer. And he wrote on a lot of Yerideya, him and his son, Shlita Binyamin Cohen, wrote also the similar type of Sefer Chalkas Binyamin and other areas of Yerideya. And then there was a man of Yeshua, wall handler. I had a relationship. We used to speak on the phone. He was very chashuv from Williamsburg. And he wrote a sefer on what? On Nida, a Mishnah Berurah type sefer on Nida. And he called it Gufei Halachas Mishnah Berurah HaChadosh. So then people got all upset with him. You know, because he called it Mishnah Berurah. There's other people, they didn't call him Mr. Brewer, so people didn't get upset at them. But he was a tremendous... I once had a difficult Nida Shaila, and I asked many different Talmidei Chacham, no one, and he was the only one who could show me a Mar Mokum about this Sefer, about this Shaila, Rav Yeshua Wallhandler. Tremendous Talmidei Chacham. We never met face to face, we used to speak on the phone. His father-in-law was the Rav Ben Sion Cohen, the Sepeta Rav, who was also a big gaon, Williamsburg. But Yeshua Wallhandler was from the biggest. So Rav Yehuda Cohen, on page 25. You see, in other words, everyone's saying it's a machlokas Naran and the Issev Heter. Is it an Isser Daraisa Nusa Davila time or an Isser Drabana? So he wants to suggest that maybe it's not a Machloikas. How? Why not? He says, Hinei Haran Sham, what am I reading in Tavlin? See, the Ran is not talking about Tavlin. Tavlin is a spice. He's not talking about a spice, he's talking about food. But it's sometimes you can have a food that's very sharp. So then, it gives Tam more than Shishim, it's going to be also Midaraisa. The Issur V'Heter is talking about Tavlin. So Tavlin, Einir Gash Tam HaTavlin Atzman. See, what's the idea of the Tavlin? The Tavlin, you're not tasting the Tavlin. The Tavlin brings out the taste of the food. So you want to say that the Ran is talking about food, and the Issur V'Heter is talking about Tavlin. And he's saying like this, and merely there's no machloikis against the Yad Yehuda. And the reason why the Ran says it's the Raisa is because it's the food, you can still taste the food. So that's a din daraisa. But the Issur V'Heter would agree. If you can taste the food beyond Shishim, then it's a daraisa. The only time that he said it's the Rabbanon is in the case where it's the Tavlin is bringing out the taste of the food even more than, and you can taste it even more than Shishim, but the food itself you can't. It's the Tavlin brings out the taste of the food, so maybe so that would be in the Siddur Rabbanan. But when the food itself is tasteable after Shishim, even the Issur V'Heter would hold out Siddur Raisa. Because he's talking about Efshel Farsharaka La Tavlin, Shein Nirgash Tama Tavlin Atzmak. See, in Pei Zion, he writes, So he wants to say maybe there's no machloikas. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Okay. Okay. So now let's see what else is there. These exceptions to the rule. So, yeah. So another exception to the rule is beitzim. Beitzim, eggs. What page is that? Can you help me? What page is the beitzim?
Beitzim.
Okay. Wait, you know, before we get to the eggs, let's just do one more thing with the spices. There's a famous Tosis here on page 16. See, what's the din if the tavlin is really kosher tavlin? And then the tam of dam came into the tavlin. Now you'll taste the dam. Not because the dam has strong taste, was he piggybacked on the tavlin? So what do we say over there? Do we say that that's milsa David la taima? Tavlin ablui mechol of chaylev of dam and avlu there mizbadle b'shishim. So it's going to be bottle b'shishim. Why? Because really dam is bottle b'shishim. Here you could taste it, but you only could taste it because it piggybacked on tavlin. So the tavlin, and the tavlin's mutter. So you can't say that the tavlin, which is a dover heter, is going to be more usser than the iser itself. If the iser itself is batal b'shishim, the dam is batal b'shishim, so then if the dam comes in the tavlin, it's also going to be batal b'shishim. Because the... It was tavlin is the dover heter. So if the iser that's causing the tavlin to be nirgash is coming from the dam, but the dam itself is batal b'shishim, so the goyrim can't be more than the iser itself. If dam is batal b'shishim, it's not going to now piggyback onto tavlin and not be batal b'shishim. Because the cause can't be more than the effect. The whole cause of the issur is dam, and dam is batal b'shishim. See, when we say tavlin is osur, if the tavlin itself is shel hektish, the tavlin itself is a dover issur, the tavlin itself is treif, so then it'll be nirgash more than shishim. But if the tavlin is kosher tavlin, it's just had a bliya from dam, and now it's going to be nirgash beyond shishim, it's still going to be batal b'shishim. That's a big yisod.
How does it square with Haman? Because once the dam falls on the piece, the whole piece is a shtick iser.
The whole piece is a shtick iser. Yeah, that's an excellent question. That's an excellent question.
So if that whole shtick iser falls into a pot of rice, you have to
need
shishim
can get the whole stick, is it? Right. No. So over here, right. But here, shishim, when it falls into it, it invades the tavlin. So
the tavlin itself becomes a shtick iser.
The tavlin itself becomes a shtick iser. So then it should be. But this is a shtick yisur that's not going to be batal. You see, over there, it's batal, it just needs a bigger shear.
Right.
But here, it won't be batal. So, you can't say that the dam can go into a potato, and now, a kazayis dam can go into a potato, and now you need shishim kenegad the whole potato.
Right.
So, it can go into a tavlin, you need shishim kenegad.
Yeah,
but the fact that the tavlin has this ability to give tam beyond shishim, that's the tavlin's doing. That's not the
dam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's a good question. Okay, you want to see it even more on page 17 of the Sefer Truma. Rabbeinu Baruch Migur Maiza. Hilkach Melech HaBalua Midam. You see on page 17 in the middle? Yeah? He had blood that was has dam inside of it. Kagon Shiur Mimelech Basar. You salted meat and now the Melech has tam of dam. And the Subak Deira. Nishishim Kishir Shom Melech. So you need shishim connected the melech. A kol mutter. Ain't sarach yosef. Afal pisha melech nasa nevela. Av is yokasha. Av is nasa nevela. Again, I don't melech nasa tamik deira. I feel yosef me'elech. Av ya kol mutter. The fish ain't a melech koach lesser yosef me'im hayakulo. Dover hanivla midam. In other words, what's making the melech osir is the dam. So, and if the whole thing was dam, it still would be batal. So the melech can't exceed what the cause of the isser is. As if the whole thing, dam fell in the potato, the whole thing was dam, so you need shishim connected the whole thing of dam. But here, it would be batal if you had connected the whole chaticha.
Right.
And here, if you have connected all the melech, it would be batal. But the fact that now it exceeds even more, that's the cause of the melech. And so the melech can't exceed Isser from what is causing it to become Asr. But Himamash asks your kasha. You're mechavein to Rabbeinu Baruch Migur Maiza. It's not a poshut azach. Rabbi Rachel, it's not poshut to be mechavein to Rabbi Baruch Migur Maiza.
If you have like 1 in 5 and then 1 in 40, you're only going to have 200 and you're going to taste the original essay.
Right.
He seems to be saying you go by the taste of the original essay. So there's a problem according to those.
Right. In other words, yeah, it won't work. From the Kanan, it won't work. It can only work when it's a direct tab into the thing. But if it went to something else and then nothing went to that, it won't be. So the tab will be bottle.
So
then
what's
the
thing
of Nas? Well, so in those cases, you can't have a team as. Pashas is, as the Sefer Ben Yaakov says, that's only a Dindarabbanon. So in a Chanami, it won't work. So the excellent Kasha. Excellent. Okay. Oh, so here's the Gemara on page 18. Amar Shaman bar Abba, Amar of Idi bar Gershon, Amar Levi bar Parta, Amar of Nachum, Rakir Echam, Shemu. Beta b'shishim asur b'shishim v'achas muteris. That beitim is
unhatched.
So mean the non-kosher egg means it was what? It's a fertilized egg. So then it's like a sheretz inside, because it got fertilized. So then inside, you can't eat the egg because it's a fertilized egg. So that's like in the form of a chick, a sheretz.
So like an egg from a terefa hen.
Yeah. So so it's bottle. So what's this idea of shishim v'achas? So the Torah says on page 19, basically shishim v'froach, ok, presumption is following the chavis. Shachim v'alof, yishish v'itim gedolos v'ktanos. In other words, because, you know, the reason why they made an isser that it should be bottled with shishim is because if you're going to do it, right? You're going to count how many eggs fell in, and you're going to say, oh, 61. So the 60 heter, one iser, can be bottled. It's not good, because eggs aren't always equal in size. So if you're going to just go by how many eggs fell in, you're going to make a mistake. So therefore, they made a chumrah, you should have an extra egg of heter. So this way, if you're off, the extra egg of heter will balance it, so it'll be batal b'shishim.
This must be the rabbanan, obviously.
Yeah, kashrus. So therefore, if the eggs are being cooked together, 61 eggs are being cooked together, and it was fertilized, so it's a shtickel sheretz, so then you need 61 to 1. Because you can't just say, I know 61 eggs fell in, one is treif and 60 are kosher, so I should just say, but eggs are not always the same size. So if I have 60 to 1, 60 kosher eggs, one treif egg, I can't really know that I have shishim, because maybe some of those kosher eggs are smaller than the treif eggs, etc. So that's halacha zayin. That based on shishim v'afroch, obtipes dam shabam v'chei sarach shishim v'achas levatam pleitosa, and then halacha ches, we did chal mispatam b'tisha v'chamishim. And that we have two svaras, right? Either the svar of the Rashba or the svar of the Rambam. And then says the Rama, Kol ha'isurim ha'nogim b'zman hazeh, kulam b'zbatalim b'shishim. So he writes that b'zman hazeh, we don't really have truma, we don't have bikurim, we don't have a lot of things. So basically, all these exceptions I gave you, right? Like by Truma, by Bikurim, by Orla. So most of them don't apply Bizman Hazeh. The only one that applies is Chametz B'Pesach. Yeah, in Nesach, that Chametz B'Pesach is B'Mashu, it's not Batal. So he says, Kol Yisurim Shanogim Bizman Hazeh, Kulam is Batal B'Shishim. Let's see the Shach. Kol Yisurim Perish Bein Shal Torah Bein Shal Divrayim. This is the Reis Adul. No, all these surim, whether it's the Raisa, the Rabbanan, or all Shishim. Because we don't have Truma B'zman Hazeh. We don't have, you know. So he says, and this is the Loka HaRambam, because the Rambam says no, that if it's the Rabbanan, it's Batal B'Wat, the 59. Except for Chametz B'Pesach, says the Shach of Zayim, Loshem Tur B'Vach Chametz B'Pesach Yayin Nesach, V'Tevav Orla She'in Lo No'ata, Esek Bem, V'Adei De Orla No'heges Ben Azan Azeh, Afil B'Chutz L'Arts. So what do you mean? We have Orla B'Zman Azeh, right? Orla, we have Orla B'Zman Azeh, so then we should have the din of 200 to 1, by Orla's Batal B'201. So what are you saying, that all these Surim B'Tara Batal B'Shishim, except for Chametz B'Pesach, and Yayin Nesach. What about Orla? And I saw him shayin lono b'mokham azeh b'hilchas taruvus esich b'her came per the loch gataz shekos of chutz b'tev for Orla shayin lono ata esich b'em shayin lono g'me b'neinu at kal shono lo doch the had the ishmin ha'arav Orla afal gav the pasha the mishnah of hobbit so the shir the Orla b'min b'mino b'masayim hef shetan of a shir but he says no. Could be he left it out. Inami lomba alomba chutz mechametz b'pesach yinesa shiurim b'mashu. He's only giving the exceptions that are osur b'mashu. But in a chanami, orla is no egg b'zman hazeh, and therefore you need 200.
Mechala also has a higher than shishim.
Yeah, mechala.
Mechala.
Yeah, that's a question about mechala. Chutz l'aretz and.
Right.
So it says, so Imanu Ato Esek Behem, the Orla no Hegis B'Zman Hazeh, yeah. But in a Hanami, it's no Hegis B'Zman Hazeh, and therefore it would be the din of 200. And in Shulchan Aruch, we have here on page 22 is the machlokas about Mises of Eden and Taima, Loboto. And the Shachot says of Heter is only the Midrabanan, and the other sheet of the Ran that it's the right. And then there's a Five of Cohen's thing that maybe the Iran was only, is not talking about food, and he was talking about a tavlin, and the tavlin, you know, is going to, treif tavlin, they're going to be margish, the tam of the food with the tavlin, beyond shishim, that's only the Rabbanu. But when the food itself is near Geshur, not a din of tavlin, that's a din deraisa, and maybe everyone will agree to that, and the Ram is talking about food, and the Yisrael Hedder is talking about tavlin, and again, the tavlin means the tavlin itself is treif. Because if the tavlin is not treif, it just gets a tam from something else, from dam, then that's going to be regular din of shishim. But when we say the tavlin has a din of feeling with elef bavotel, that's if the tavlin itself is treif machmas atzvah. Okay, so we did interesting things today. We did, you know, the din of Meya, the din of Masayim, the din of 59, the din of 61, the din of beyond Elif. So like five different exceptions that we did today in Hilchos. So that's why I labeled this packet Shiurei Bitul Bisurim Shonim. A different...
59 is Kachal.
59 is Kachal, and the Machlok is the Rambam and the Rashba. Ram says it's a din in Isuri the Rabban and the Batil in 59.
And also Kachal in Avinya.
That's the Rashba's thing. That's really 60, but Kachal is min a minion. But the Rambam says no. It's not because Kachal is min a minion. It's because the Nisid Rabbanan is brought over 59.
Kiddush.
Okay, Rabbosai. So we'll continue Bez Hashem on Monday. Monday in Chanukah, first day of Chanukah. Bez Hashem.